Howdy do, buckaroos. Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. Today is Tuesday, I believe. Sources familiar with the matter have informed me that it is Tuesday. It is the 27th of October. This is 2020. I am your host, Kelly Gamont. With me today, I have the one, the only, the agitated John Martellaro. Hi, John.
Hey, Kelly. Good morning. Nice to be here.
You say that, but I think it's partly because you have a bee in your bonnet today, and that bee has a little HP logo on its butt, doesn't it?
Here's what happened. So we often have technical issues with our computers, but this goes beyond technical issue and drops into Apple policy and politics. Mm-hmm. On Friday, the 23rd, people were upgrading to Catalina, macOS Catalina 10.15.7, mm-hmm. and suddenly their HP printers stopped printing. Worse, they got a message that said something like an HP processing bundle will damage your computer. Report this malware to Apple. So what happened was that apparently, according to reports, HP asked Apple to revoke the certificate for their printing drivers. And okay. Apple blindly went ahead, apparently, and folded it into 10.15.7. And when you did the upgrade, your printer stopped working. Worse, it was symptomatic of a kind of malware thing where when Apple pulls a certificate, they pull a certificate because something is discovered to be malware. And so you get a very alarming message.
Okay.
It happened to my wife and it happened to Dave Hamilton.
Yes.
And so there was a big fuss, and there was a big feature article about it at Mac Rumors, and then the Register chimed in, and it got all over the internet, and people spent the weekend trying to figure out what was going on. And finally, Howard Oakley, in combination with Mr. Reed at Malware Bytes, figured out what was going on. Mm-hmm. So we're not sure why Apple did this.
Let me just jump in real quick
and point. Requested the certificate be pulled.
Let me point out, Howard Oakley is a gentleman who I believe lives and breathes for the nooks and crannies of macOS.
Electric Lightwave Company. He's a new company. He's been on background mode, by the way. You can look him up.
Yeah, Electric Lightwave. Electric Lightwave Company is...
Electric Light Company.
Or Electric Light Company. Sorry, Electric Lightwave is a company here. Electric Light Company is usually a place that you will end up because you are at your wit's end trying to troubleshoot that thing on your computer that isn't working quite like it should. You will usually end up at a solution from Howard Oakley one way or another. So for him to have to get involved in this is pretty, like... I mean, it's kind of interesting. Of course, it sounds exactly like his kind of problem to solve, but he has loads of information about like troubleshooting time machine errors and all kinds of different things. So if he's telling us, you know, what's wrong and how to fix it, then that's usually a pretty reliable solution. So for people who may not be familiar, Electric Light Company is where you want to be.
So we spent the weekend in kind of a tizzy trying to figure out what was going on. We thought first it was XProtect. It's not. It's just Apple pulling the certificate. The bigger issue here is what's got me agitated, and that is when reportedly Hewlett-Packard asked Apple to pull the certificate, and we don't know why that happened. Mm-hmm. There's been no reference to any security issues that I have read. Apple went ahead and complied with it without thinking about the impact. I mean, a business-oriented company doesn't just kill lots and lots and lots and lots of printers. I don't know how many printers were affected in the population of Apple users, but I'm guessing it was hundreds of thousands of printers that suddenly stopped working in the middle of a pandemic. Where you have teachers doing lesson plans, you got pollsters printing materials, you got offices and businesses trying to print documents, and all of a sudden it just quits.
But let's back up for a second.
Is that you apply these security updates, you apply Apple updates, because you're concerned about security. Mm-hmm. And then to have a nasty gram come out and say you've got malware.
Well, and as
right after you do an update is really not very good for
Apple. And we tell you all the time, you know, you're one of the people that does it. We do it on Security Friday. You know, there's an update out, and security updates are important, and you should apply them because they're important. And so, yeah, on the one hand, yes, I understand that that is terrible. And no, it is not what should have happened. And there definitely should have been a better written dialogue for this, because it's not malware. It's just not signed or whatever.
Kill everybody's HP printer out of the blue with an update.
Okay, but this is what happened. Well, okay, what happened was HP made this decision that this certificate needed to be pulled, and HP said, "Hey, Apple, please do this thing," and Apple did it. Now
that was the mistake.
Well,
that was the mistake.
Which part? Because I think you think the mistake is Apple doing what HP wanted them to do, and I think the mistake was HP asking.
I think the issue should have been hashed out and worked behind the scenes.
But what does Apple care?
Worked with Hewlett Packard. Apple gets a bad rap for killing everybody's Hewlett Packard printer.
HP should get the heat for killing their own printers. This is my stance.
Well, they had a reason, which is yet undisclosed why they wanted
HP,
it done.
But HP made the ask. So if HP was going to be the ones to say take this away, then
no. That's what you say. What's the impact of my action? HP has made this request. Are we going to blindly go and kill everybody's HP printer? Or are we going to work behind the scenes with Hewlett Packard to figure out what the problem is? Why are they doing this? What's the workaround? How can we alert the users? Can HP publish a tech note to say, you know, okay, your printer's going to die. Here's what you need to do to fix it.
Well, here's the thing.
Point them to this. Instead
we don't know how much back and forth there was. We don't know how much back and forth there was. For all we know,
obviously there wasn't any because Apple just went ahead and did it.
Well, do we know that? We don't know if they pushed back on it at all. Maybe they did, and HP said do it anyway.
We don't know how long it was from the time HP made the request until Apple killed it on the 23rd with the update.
Right. And we don't know how much HP had to request, or you know, what kind of like statement HP had to put together.
Can you imagine if Microsoft had done this?
The scale of computers we're talking about is dramatically different. But I would have said exactly the same thing, which is Microsoft did what HP wanted them to do. Maybe HP didn't realize what it is that they were doing till it was done. But, you know,
HP certainly knew what was going to happen.
Okay. But did HP know that it was going to get that the dialog box was going to say malware, that you have malware disguised as an HP print?
Well, that was for Apple to figure out.
That's,
Apple goes, you know, what's
that's the only fault I can find with Apple.
How is this decision going to surface to the user? How is it going to appear after the update? Mm-hmm. What can we do to mitigate the problem? How mm-hmm. can we kill the certificate without telling the user that they've got malware on their computer?
Mm-hmm.
You know, this was just dumb.
That piece
would have been handled a lot better.
That piece I agree with, which is it should not have shown up as malware because it's not malware. It is perhaps unauthorized or unsigned or whatever, but it's not malware. No, it's not.
There should have been a facility to say, all right, the certificate that you have for your HP printer is now in question. Mm-hmm. Here's what you need to do to get your printer working again. Here are some options.
Well, when other certificates have expired for, like, I know this about apps that get signed. When an app is signed and that certificate, say, expires, then when you go to launch the app, it says basically you can't. The security certificate here has expired. You know, you're done. There should have been an easier and a more obvious way for Apple's dialog box to say something different than malware. Because malware is a scary word to most people. Yes, that I will absolutely find fault with.
That was the thoughtless way to do it.
That's the part I find fault with. Doing the thing that HP told them HP wanted to do. Like, it's not Apple's fault if HP boned it on this decision. Well,
that's not Apple's fault. To the core of the issue.
Right. That's not Apple's problem.
A whole bunch of printers were going to die by its action. Should have figured out a way to do this more gracefully than just pulling the certificate.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's something that should have been sent up the chain of command and approved at a higher level.
Well, and like I said, we don't know what that looked like. We don't know who decided this. Like, was it an intern? Was it, you know, somebody in Lou Platt's office? Like, we don't know. So if they were to you know, we don't know how HP came to its decision. And we don't know if HP just went to Apple and said, pull this, and Apple said, okay. Or
that's
what?
True, but I'm just looking at the end result.
Right.
The end result was a disaster.
It is not great. It's a pain in the neck. I will point out for people, if you have been stuck with this or whatever, there's a couple of things. Like, I think Howard had a solution for it. What Dave ended up having to do today was go to System Preferences, printers and scanners, remove the printer. He has an HP printer, one of the ones that was caught by this. He had to remove it. He had to remove the HP folder from library printers and then add the printer again and let it start over, and it's fine now. So you may just have to start it all over, but you know, just add it again from zero and everything will be fine. It's possible that will work. The way we have mitigated this at my house is because when we last had an HP printer and it had been a year or something and it still didn't have an updated print driver for whatever operating system was released at that time. I think it was Lion. That's how long ago this was. We bought a brother printer and we haven't had a problem since. we mitigated it by switching teams is basically what happened at my house. But it's super frustrating. I absolutely agree with you. And it doesn't look good for anybody. It doesn't look good for Apple that this got flagged as malware. It doesn't look good for HP that they went and did this on purpose, because we know they asked for the certificate to be pulled. So, HP did this on purpose. Whether it was what they intended is another question. But they did it on purpose. There's no getting around that piece of it.
Well, I suspect that because Howard Oakley was working with Mr. Reed at Malwarebytes, the issue came up about whether this Hewlett-Packard driver was somehow a security issue. And that was never brought up. And it hasn't. I haven't seen it brought up. And so it raises the question to be answered in the future about why Hewlett-Packard did what it did. And we don't know if that'll ever be revealed.
Right.
But if there were a security issue that said it's urgent that we kill the driver for security issues, that would have been mentioned, and it hasn't been. So we're still in the dark about that.
Yeah. And honestly, that's the part that's frustrating is, it feels like if it was 100% on Apple, HP would have come out and said, that's not what happened, And if it was 100% on HP, Apple would have come out and said, that's not what happened, We're sorry we said malware, but, we were just doing what HP asked us to do. So, I don't know.
HP has published a support article, which we'll put in the tech notes.
Yes. We will make sure that that's in the show notes. Yes. And the thing that's frustrating about this for everybody, I think, first of all, the reason we're talking about it here is awareness. If you've been having trouble with your HP printer, this might be why. Or, if you are the tech support for your family and they call you and go, my printer quit working, what do I do about it? Maybe this will help you. The printers themselves are always really reliable. The only issue I ever had with my HP printer was its software. It was never the print quality. It was never anything about the actual printer. It was always just, it takes forever for me to get a driver that works on my computer, and that's ridiculous. So I got tired of being frustrated by that. So that's why we got something else. And there are an awful lot of people that this won't affect at all because they don't have a printer at home. I don't have to print anything very often, so I don't worry about it that much, whatever. There are a lot of people that won't care at all if this is a thing that's happening. So anyway, we're talking about it to let you know. And, John, I know you want to hold Apple more responsible than I do. It seems like that's where we're disagreeing.
Yeah, I think that if you're going to look into antitrust practices, you ought to look into the power that Apple has to, just arbitrarily, with a stroke of a key, kill tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands of computers or printers, and without a policy review or more thought, more graceful handling of the situation. That kind of power unchecked produces an instant catastrophe that it leaves a bad taste in my mouth with Apple's policies.
Well, I think here's the thing we don't know. I'm happy to take Apple to task if Apple just went, okay. But I'm definitely, I can see where maybe they should have said, we don't know. Maybe they asked and maybe they found out that it was, 250 printers across the US and Canada and every one of those people has now complained. We don't know. But like Apple knows this stuff. You know, we've talked about this kind of stuff before. Like Apple knows how many people upgrade the RAM in their computers. Apple knows how many people put a bigger hard drive in. Apple knows this stuff from system reports from the computers that we all have. So, so they know, like, if we solder the RAM on the motherboard, like we know what percentage of people that's going to impact. So I have a feeling they looked at this and it was the same sort of thing. And maybe they decided HP was making a reasonable request. Maybe the way HP phrased it was, we've updated the printer drivers and it's only going to affect people who don't ever update their printer drivers because this is three versions ago or whatever. Like we don't know what the situation was that HP presented to Apple to pull the certificate.
Well, so I do know my wife has the latest printer driver from Hewlett Packard for her printer and it affected her.
Okay. So that could have been an unintended circumstance. Maybe HP, the best HP knew was that it was only going to be people who had not updated. I mean, I don't know. We don't know. I'm not trying to make excuses for anybody, but until we know the full story, there's more to this, and maybe
I hope more rolls out on this and we get some, because it's a black eye on Apple, I doubt that there'll be a full disclosure, but I imagine.
Yeah.
But if people were interested, more information will eventually leak out.
Yeah. And there's a certain amount of this, like the dialog box says, HP device monitoring dot framework will damage your computer. That's what it says in big bold letters on a dialog box. And it says this file was downloaded on an unknown date, or if it knows, it might tell you that. And then there's a checkbox that says report malware to Apple to protect other users. And once again, this is Apple completely getting the magnitude wrong in a dialog box. Like we used to see this all the time when you plug your phone in for iTunes and stuff. The dialog box that tells you are about to pave your iPhone, like, doesn't look as serious as it should. And the ones that look really serious are about a very minor thing. So Apple sometimes doesn't get the urgency level correct on their dialog boxes. That's happened forever. I get that completely. But yeah, we definitely need to find out more about what's happening here. But I agree, it doesn't look good for anybody. It doesn't look good that HP pulled this. And it doesn't look good that Apple went along with it by calling it malware. That's the thing, is it shouldn't have been malware. It should have been like, this is unauthorized or could harm your computer because it's from an unknown source or because it is no longer signed. No longer signed is a very different thing from I downloaded something from Crazy Eddie's house of sketchy shareware, and maybe it's gonna do something bad to my computer. That's very different from the thing I downloaded directly from Hewlett Packard isn't working, So, and they don't deserve the same warnings because they're not the same thing. So we will have to see. But definitely, we will let you know more about this as we find out more. And John, you had mentioned that you spoke with Howard Oakley on Background Mode, which is, for people who don't know, that's John's podcast over at themacobserver.com. I'm just going to plug it for you, John, and save you the trouble. John,
cool, thank you.
John has an endless parade of fascinating guests and also Kelly on his show. And I show up occasionally so that John and I can talk about the TV shows that we really like. So you can find out more about Background Mode over at themacobserver.com/podcasts and get all signed up for it in the catcher of your choice. That's going to do it for us today, though. John, thanks so much for coming by to talk printers with me.
Yeah, my pleasure. And thanks for the promo.
Of course. I am your host, Kelly Gamont. I will talk to all of you tomorrow. In the meantime, be excellent to each other and let's be careful out there.